welcome to BlazePod. It's Tuesday, the 5th of March. My name is Ben, and on the line is Andrew. How are you, mate?
Yeah, it's just horrible, isn't it? Yeah, I'm all right. Bit of an hangover, as we talked about before, but I genuinely don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
So we have a bit of a running joke, I think, don't we? Where we say, like, or rather I say, like, well, I think this will be a quick one. With full intention of it being about 20 minutes, and then we end up talking for an hour. I think this one will be closer to 20 minutes because, as you say, what can you say? It was exactly as we thought it would go, right? Like, we talked about this last time. Like, Arsenal are really, really good. Like, one of the best couple of teams in the league, and they really looked like it last night as well.
We are
comfortably the worst team in the league. I know we're level on points with Burnley, but I implore people to just watch a Burnley game and tell me that they are as bad as us. Like, I know
they're not as bad as us. Well, they are 5-0. I know we've got the same points, but you can see what they're trying to. We've got nothing. You could argue Burnley are being stupid by trying to play the way that they are in the Premier League, but at least they've got some sort of style, and they're not getting hammered like us. And I think I know people will say Derby County worst team ever, and I didn't see them, so I can't, you know. But we've got to be the worst side. No one gets hammered like this.
It's four games. I mean, everyone knows this, but I'll say it anyway because we're witnessing history. Four home games in a row, United have conceded 5+ goals. I mean, I just lost for words. I mean, I said to my dad, I think at half-time last night, I was just like, because obviously he's been going for like 40 years or so. And I was like, have you ever seen anything like this? Ever seen us be so far out of our depth? He's obviously, got a broader breadth of United experience, like all the way down in the fourth division and stuff. And he was like, no, I've just never, ever seen anything like this where we're just... We might as well be playing a different sport to the opposition. Yep. It's just miles away from...
And it's really hard. You go over the same things every week, and the facts are, everyone can blame whatever you want, but we're just not good enough. And I don't know. It's really frustrating because, I mean, I thought we'd go down. You thought we'd go down. Most people thought we'd go down. I don't think any of us thought this would happen. But we did
all think we'd get hammered yesterday.
It's not a shock, but somehow we got hammered in a way that was still quite shocking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're
3-0
right.
3-0 after 15 minutes, were it?
Yeah, I mean, they scored in the fourth minute, I believe. And that was the third really good opportunity they'd had at that stage. Mm. I believe they hit the bar, and I think they had one cleared off the line and didn't really get a great view of it, and it doesn't show up on United's highlights. And then, of course, they did score after 4 minutes anyway. 3-0. I mean, like, we've got the opposition team rushing to get the ball back to the halfway line after they've gone 3-0 up after 15 minutes. It's just absolute humiliation, mate. I mean, obviously, you know, because you came and sat with me and my dad towards the end of the game, but we stuck it out. We stayed till the end. But this is like, what is it, maybe the fourth or fifth home game running that I've, you know, genuinely had to fight myself not to leave after about 25, 30 minutes. And that's it just doesn't happen at any level of football, does it?
You sat there in. I think most people, either if you haven't left, and we obviously stayed till the end, but
I don't know why.
I don't know why, to be honest, but I don't know. But I think I think everybody's just stunned, aren't they? I think everyone's just sort of sat there going, I don't really know how to react to this. Like I've said before, in the League One days, I were angry at the players and I were angry at Adkins and, you know, like the club really is a hot. I can't even let that anger out because. You know, I said it's a terrible analogy, but I've started going swimming and stuff, and I tried to go in fast lane, and I just got completely embarrassed. It's like that for the players every single week, but on TV in the national media, just being shown that you're not good enough week in, week out. I can't imagine what it's like. And look, they do deserve criticism. They've been an absolute shambles. They've been a disgrace.
Yeah, but, I don't want to absolve the players.
But at the same time. I might be alone. I don't feel sorry for them as such, but they're just woefully out of the depth. They should be better than they're playing. They shouldn't be getting beat 5-6-0 every week, but they are just so far out of the depth. And I just listened to Chris Wilder's after-match comments before we started, and he said everything spot on. He knows, obviously, you know, the game's up, if you like, and he knows it's going to be such a rebuild. I think it's going to be so hard to recover from this season. I know people say when you're in the Championship, you'll just be better and you start winning games and stuff, but we're going to need a massive, massive clear out, which we're probably going to get over what this season's been. And I think that's for the fans as well, because even if we go up next season, which I don't think we will, but even if we're in the promotion, who wants to go back to that? It's going to be hanging over everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'd just be back in the same situation, I think, if we did bounce straight back up, which doesn't fill me, does not bring joy. It just makes me think, like, what is the point of even, supporting a football team, really? Like, yeah, you want them to do well, but you also don't want them to do so well that they get promoted again.
This is the saddest thing about it, I think, and I think this is why I personally think it's the worst season ever, is because it sort of sucks. You think, well, what is the point? Not because we're getting hammered, but because whatever this owner's here, this is genuinely as good as it's going to get. I know people say we finished ninth, but that was just a momentum season and everything fell into place. That's not going to happen again. Hmm. And you do start thinking, like, well, next season, what am I actually cheering for? Because if we go back up and it doesn't sell, then it's just going to be another horrible season. And I don't know, I think they'll have lost a lot of fans this season, to be honest.
Yeah, it is painful viewing. As I said, you've got the opposition rushing to get the ball back to the centre circle. You've got the opposition fans singing, "We're going to score in a minute," quite accurately.
We're an embarrassment on social media. And people might say, "Who cares about that?" But we are, and rightly so.
"Pray for Sheffield" was trending before kickoff.
Yeah, genuinely funny tweets. People just telling you, someone who's doesn't even support us is going to one of our games next month just to see how bad it is.
Yeah.
just to check it out, check out the vibe of the worst Premier League team ever.
I had a mate who could not give a crap about football or indeed any kind of sport, sending me Arsenal versus Sheffield United memes this morning. This is just stupid now at this point. I can't believe what I'm seeing in a way. I know We thought it'd be bad this season. We thought we'd get relegated, you and I, and we're certainly not alone in that. But I still can't believe quite how bad it is. And Arsenal are really, really good. I think there's, this is certainly not as like snap reaction. If you know what I mean, we're not basing our entire feelings on the season about what happened.
But at the same time,
you can't like. I don't think you can just brush it off as like, well, Arsenal are just really, really good because
it happens all the time. If it were a one-off, if this were the first 6-0, you'd be sat here doing the old three cheers for Ramirez thing that is on Mike Bassett, like, sort of saying, do you know what? Because they were amazing, Arsenal. They absolutely played us off the park. They were the best side I've seen this season. Mm. And, they are a fantastic side. And, they did the same to West Ham last week. But West Ham don't lose 6-0 every week. This is the difference. Four games now we've conceded more than five or more in a row.
At home, yeah.
At home. I mean, and that's not even including the 5-0 at Burnley, 5-0 against Arsenal in the away game, the 8-0 Newcastle. Yeah. We should have lost to Bournemouth about 5-1 as well.
Absolutely.
There's other games where we really, really could. We could have been 5-0 down against Brighton away at half-time in that game. There's loads of games where I actually think we've actually got away with it, as daft as it sounds. It's not as if there's any hard luck stories.
There's a bit of that.
Maybe that Tottenham one.
Yeah, there is a bit of that. This is the second time I've seen Sheffield United lose 6-0 to Arsenal in person. So, that's a barrel of laughs. I think we kind of had this conversation in the ground a little bit, didn't we? But it was... Obviously, it was right to change manager. But and this isn't Wilder's fault, what we're seeing. But at the same time, I think, like with Heckingbottom, when we reached the end of that tenure... It's fair to expect a bit more, right, than what we're seeing.
Yeah. Completely.
I could handle a 6-0 home defeat. I can't handle being 5-0 down after 25 minutes. After 40 minutes, excuse me. 4-0 down after 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And looking like we're going to concede literally every minute or two. Literally every time Arsenal come forward, which is obviously every minute. I mean, I can't... The team selection is the, the old rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic thing at this point. But at the same time, it's almost like he's just lost the plot, Wilder, if he ever had it. I mean, he is really tainting a lot of memories for me personally, to the extent where I desperately don't want him to be the manager next season. I don't care who it is. I don't think it should be someone who has an association with Sheffield United right now. It needs fresh ideas. And
I agree. I think we should need a complete clear out manager and everything. And this is not Wilder's fault. I'm sure there'll be people listening saying, look what he did last time and stuff, and it might work out again. But I'm with you. I think we need a new era. I really think we've gone back to the same old manager who did fantastically for us, but he ran out of steam, and that's why he ended up leaving.
Yeah, and, we're into about 12 months of Wilder being a terrible Sheffield United manager at this point. Yeah, and into, yeah, with, what, four kind of failures in between, or three failures in between, whatever, yeah, it was, whatever teams we were at. Yeah, sorry, Karen.
Yeah. I just, like I say, it's not his fault. If he's here next season, I'm not going to be, oh my God, this is... Because he's the least of his worries, realistically. But I want something new. I want a new team, and I want a new manager, because I just want something new. And people might say, well, look at Slav. If we'd have given Slav the tools, maybe that would have worked out. But you can't just keep... I can't keep seeing this same thing happen over and over again. And I've got real worries about next season, and they're getting more worried. I know we're going to have a different team, and we're not going to know what team we've got out, and we might be, might have a new team, and it might really work out for us. But I just think this it's run its course, and I think the manager's run his course with us. He's not, don't mean he's a bad manager, but for me, I want something new.
Yeah, I don't understand how he can have watched Alfie Doughty of Luton on Boxing Day tear Trusty and Hamer, a new one down our left-hand side as part of a back four, and think, I'm going to do that against Bukayo Saka, like possibly one of the 10 best attacking players in the entire world. And Trusty I have a pretty low opinion of him as a player at this point, but certainly he isn't a left back, and Hamer isn't the man you want in front of him as your defensive cover. And yeah, Saka just did X-rated things to him basically for the void. Yeah, yeah. I was so relieved he went off at half time.
Everybody knew that were going to happen. I mean, look, like you said, there's not many options. He puts Osborne there, nothing's going to change. Do you know what I mean?
But you have to. Like, I know it's in hindsight. You can say it's in hindsight, but like Osborne should have started. Like, we should have started on the left of midfield if we're going to play back four, and just say, like, as soon as Saka gets it, double up. Like, you and Trusty have to double up on him.
Yeah.
Hamer is not that at all, and we've seen it. We saw it on Boxing Day. I mean, Luton's right back or whatever, like, absolutely annihilated that pair.
And we didn't have the, because obviously we went back to the old Suswood midfield. So, I mean, Suswood does have legs, but no one hasn't got the legs, obviously. To be fair, yesterday, he was the unlucky one in a sense that he was the one got taken off, because any of them could have got taken off. But, look, they're always going to be hard to deal with. But like I say, it's not about this game. There's not really much point in analysing this game, because this game is just the season, really. Like, just us being embarrassed by a team completely better than us, and we're not even doing the basics right. Did we have a shot?
Yeah, we had a few shots that went about 20 yards wide.
Well, I remember the one that the awful...
I think a Baldock or Boglad one, like, just pretty much as the second half kicked off, and it was sort of blocked.
Oh, I think I missed that. Yeah, I think I came in because I went for a pint. Yeah. It emptied a bar.
I don't want to dismiss, because it's not just this Arsenal game that Wilder got it wrong. I don't think, like, it just flat out wrong. Like, I don't understand what the thought process was, and it went miserably. I mean, the Villa game was just a total tactical disaster as well. I don't really see any redeeming qualities of having Chris Wilder as manager beyond this season. I think you just suck it up for the rest of the season and let him be the sort of almost the fall guy. Like, there's no point bringing someone else in, obviously, but I do think if he wasn't Chris Wilder, we'd be up in arms, mate.
And this is the thing, obviously, you might say he deserves that patience because of what he did last time, but yeah, we would be. If this were, I don't know, let's say we'd appointed, I don't know, Russell Martin, I don't know what I thought, but yeah, people would be wanting him out, absolutely. Most people would want him out.
I mean, it's indefensible. We've conceded five or more goals in four straight home games.
Yeah, and the thing is that obviously, I don't want to do what I think other people are doing, in the fact that they're judged Heckingbottom differently to Wilder. I don't want to do the same, because I wanted Heckingbottom to stay at the time, not when the results got absolutely awful, because it isn't his fault. And I think that is important to keep pointing out that it's not Wilder's fault, but I just think we need something different. That's just my opinion. I don't really blame him for what's happening. We're an absolute shambles of a club.
Yeah, it's not Wilder's fault, but also it is his job to make us better than this.
Yeah, and that's what he came in for. They didn't appoint him just to say, I'll just do what Heckingbottom did, which is what's happening.
Yeah, and also, I think realistically, it wasn't really save us from relegation either. It was make us competitive. That's, you know, that's kind of reflected in our January transfer business, where we just brought in a couple of short-term loans, essentially, to and a goalkeeper, obviously, ostensibly to make us better in the short term. And it outworked. I feel like we've just seen the same manager's journey twice this season, where we start off, we're quite competitive, we keep it tight, you know, we're in games, we pinch a couple of results, and then we're now in the, like, we're in the equivalent of Burnley away for Heckingbottom, where I just can't understand what I'm seeing before a game kicks off. It looks like it's going to go terribly before it kicks off, and lo and behold, it's gone historically terribly.
Yeah, and this is the thing, it's not just about being relegated, it's a historical relegation. Like I said, people will say Derby are worse, maybe they are, but I did see all their games, but no team ever in the leagues, I think it's fair to say, in any of the leagues has conceded five or more goals four games in a row, ever.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we'll smash 100 goals against
now. Oh, absolutely, and I don't know where... 22? Yeah, and I don't know what he does now. He spoke well after the game, Wilder, and he was talking about, you know, he needs to have a look about, you know, what players actually want to be here and stuff like that. But who does he put in? You don't want to really... It's really unfair on the likes of Blaster and Brooks to throw him into this horrible situation and maybe ruin the development. But at the same time, who wants to see an L doing what he's doing at the moment? Or, you know, Norwood just not being anywhere near good enough. It's a really, really, really horrible thing at the moment, United. And, you know, it's hard to see how we get over it without a completely new manager, owner, and squad.
Yeah. Well, we just get out of this division as quickly as we can, and we do now.
We're doing that. We're doing quite well at that.
We do now have only 11 games to go. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know after last week's debacle of you thinking there was 12. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I even want to say about this. As I said, I don't feel like the club are taking this season seriously, and last night was the distillation of that, so I don't totally feel like I need to take this podcast all that seriously, to be honest.
And I think, you know, there's no point, we'll review the season once we're relegated, but we all know why, we all know the big reason why this is happening. It's because of what happened in the summer, and it's just snowballed into this, what we're seeing at the moment, but it all stems from that.
Yeah. I thought the young lads, Arblaster, Brooks, and... Sulu did okay when they came on. Yeah. They, you know, showed us
Baldock as well, actually.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me. God, get that man a contract. I don't care that he's older than Bogle. Like, he's one of our best players. Like, he has been for however long he's been here now, what, 5-6 years. It's insane to me that we might let him go for nothing. And same with Egan. I know he's injured at the minute, but if he goes on a free transfer at the end of the season, I'm going to be absolutely furious. What else was it I wanted to say? Just on Trusty. I have faith that he'll be okay in the Championship at least, because he was pretty good for Birmingham. I know he won their Player of the Season, but like as a standout, like compared to all of the Championship centre backs, he was all right. It wasn't like Ahmed Odzic was last season, for example. I know there's a lot of attacking numbers there that kind of tilt that with him, but I don't see a single thing he's good at this level. No. Can you tell me one?
No, we talked about it obviously before, didn't we? That I thought at first, so he's just a no-nonsense centre-half, maybe a bit of an Egan, can't really pass and stuff, but he's not even showing that, you know. And I don't want to just blame it all on him, but as it stands right now, and people might say, look, the future, you know, he's only young and stuff, but you can only judge what you've seen, you know. So, and right now, he looks an absolutely awful signing, I have to admit, along with loads of others.
Yeah, it's not that young, by the way. He'll be 26 when the next season kicks off.
As you really, yeah. Well, like I say, he might improve next season. I've seen nothing in him. I think out of all the signings that we made in the summer, he's up there with Slimani and Traore, and then probably Truster. They're probably the worst three, maybe Larucci. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, much of a muchness, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I think he'll be all right. I have faith that he'll be all right next season. But at this level, my God, he's miles off it. Ahmed Odzic is really testing me as well at the moment. By at the moment, I mean the majority of the season. I mean, you said he was good at Wolves, which I didn't see.
But it's again
just getting destroyed by very good players, but like just grabbing people and throwing them to the floor, and then I think
he arguably could have got sent off yesterday. I mean, I don't know, but it's, you know, it's stupid, whatever he did.
Was it just me, or was he asking for a free kick after that goal for himself?
Yeah.
I'm just lost for words. I thought Tom Davis looked okay. Like, I mean, he only touched the ball about five times, but he looked, you know, like a Premier League player when he did get it. And then obviously he gets, I think he got took off at half time, didn't he? It's like, great, is that one play that's actually looked decent. McBurney's off at half time. He looked absolutely shagged in that first half, didn't he? I mean,
yeah,
thankless task, but I wanted him to start. I was excited's a strong word, but I was pleased when I saw him starting and thought, maybe that gives us a, you know, maybe riles Arsenal a little bit, you know, sharpen those elbows, win a couple of set pieces.
Yeah.
No, not nothing of the sort. He was a total passenger. Yeah, that's they were all pretty much disgraceful, I thought, apart from the young lads who obviously come on at a 5-0 or 6-0, I think it might have been at that point. And it's just a training exercise for the opposition at that stage.
They could have had more. Like you say,
I'm so glad they didn't push for more.
Yeah, and I'm surprised.
That was the chance for double figures, I think.
Yeah, really, really, really surprised that they did that. Because obviously after, I think it was the second or third goal, you've got, I think it was Declan Rice running to the goal to get the ball out of the net, and you're thinking, wow, this is, you know.
Yeah, he was like G-ing up the rest of his players, like, you know, come on, let's go, let's get back.
And I don't really know why they stopped doing that. I don't know like why they, because they should have got more, realistically.
It will be extremely funny if they miss out on the title on goal difference by like one goal or something. Because yeah, they will look back at this, I think. If that happens, if they miss out by a couple of goals on
a missed opportunity when they only won 6-0.
Only won 6-0. Genuinely, I think they will look back at this and think, we could have scored 10 there if we'd really gone for it. If we'd kept, like, if they had, you know, if this was the last game of the season and they knew they had to win 10-0, for example, I think they'd have done it. In fact, I'm 99% certain they would have done it. They wouldn't have taken Saka off at half time for starters.
And like you say, I don't know why they didn't, because they could have. I don't know whether they just thought, well, we've got a couple of our games coming up or whatever against real teams. So, you know, well, I know they made a few subs as well. I mean, I was getting the view from them. They were furious in the second half, the Arsenal fans, like on the match thread, going, why haven't we got another? We should be at, you know, we should be getting 8 or 9 here. And it sounds ridiculous, but they should have. They're all having to go at Jesus for his some of his finishing.
Yeah, that's not great, is it? It's 64. I swear the clock stopped, mate, during this game.
Oh, it did.
64 minutes gone, and they're bringing on Jesus for Martinelli, and it's like, oh no, how is there only 64 minutes played? A small thing that drove me absolutely potty was 5 minutes of injury time in the first half.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
Like the ball didn't go out apart from the goals, and even then they were trying to get back on with it as quickly as possible. Like it basically didn't go out of play, and that, how often does, I mean, all right, teams aren't generally 5-0 down at half time, but how often does that happen when a team's up by loads at half time? They just go, yeah, just 1 minute, it's fine. Like, let's get out of here, go and get a break. But no, 5 minutes. Yeah. It hasn't escaped my attention that I think the last three halves that I've watched United, the added time has reflected how many goals the opposition have scored at that point.
Oh, right. Yeah, interesting.
Maybe two second halves and a first half. I'm watching you, fourth officials. I'm aware of this this rubbing salt in the wounds. Is that it, mate? Do we need to say anything else?
Yeah,
about
the other thing is that was the most possession all season that a team's had in the Premier League, 81% possession.
I mean, that surprises me. I feel like another team would have had more against us.
But then again, I can't remember us touching the ball, so.
Yeah, as I said, we had I think Asula had one that he like blazed miles over. Yeah. McAtee had one we cut in, and yeah, there was that Baldock one as well. I think it was Saliba for them completed more passes than our entire team did. Gerbich is not having a good start to his play career, is he?
I feel really sorry for him. I mean, I actually said before the game that I said he'll probably get man of the match today because they'll have that many shots, but I don't think he saved any today. I think he might have saved one, but yeah.
Yeah, a couple of ones straight at him. No, meaningful saves, I don't think. It's not the problem, but also he's having an absolute mare. Like, he's doing way worse than Wes was in terms of, like, XG on target versus the actual goals he's conceding. I think he's conceded 9 now. Is that right? Or maybe it's more? 2? Oh, in the league, it's 9. And it's from like it's like an XG on target of like 4 or something like that. So it's a it's a small sample, but it's that's still five goals more than an average goalkeeper would concede at this level. And he does look shaky, like obviously, because it's, you know, he's come from being a backup at Madrid to playing behind probably the worst defence ever to play at this level. Yeah, but it's not a good start for him. Or, you know, there's another one you wouldn't write off on the basis of these. But I kind of hoped I would have seen something by now. Like, you know, the odd save maybe to somebody. You go, yeah, well done, mate. He's done well. Yeah. There you go.
I don't know. I think, you know, I'm not going to judge him because I think he's, again, you know, he's not the biggest issue at all. But so he's here, you know, he's here now, isn't he? So we may as well, like say, play him every week and see what he's about. But it's just horrible. Like, this is why I personally would change the manager, and people might say, what's the point? Because I just want something new. I want new ideas. I want to see something new. If we're going to be rubbish next season, I want to at least have an idea, an identity or something about what we want to play at. Just going back to Russell Martin, as I said, I hate the way he plays football because I think it's just stupid what he does. But when he was Swansea manager with poor players, but at least I'd have an idea. I don't know what we are.
Yeah, I've no idea how we. Like last night, yeah, you're going up against an elite team, but what was the plan?
Mm.
Like, was it just sit on our own goal line because we didn't defend the box? I mean, blooming Saka basically just ran to the byline and pretty much passed it into our goal for the first two goals, I think it was. Like, that isn't a plan. And like, but, like, what do we do when we've got the ball? Like, launch it to McBurney? Well, then what? You know, who's anywhere near him? It's certainly not going to be Norwood and Souza, and Tom Davies is, you know, perennially injured. So, yeah, I don't know, mate. I just, like I said, I think it's fair to, as fans, to expect better, even going up against, you know, a properly elite team, and it sucks. Hate it. Can't wait for the season to finish. You know, we said at the start, we don't like the Premier League, like, and the sort of uncompetitiveness, I guess. But it's been way worse than even I thought it would be. And I just can't wait for it to finish now. When is our next home game? It is the 30th of March.
3 weeks, isn't it? Well, quite a while.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's Fulham. That's, you know, that's a game you think, like, we could at least be competitive in. You think? Right?
I don't know. I mean, by that point, we might have had... I know Man U's been postponed, hasn't it? But we'll have had an hammer in at Bournemouth. I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not looking forward to Bournemouth. I mean, I'm not going to Bournemouth, but... I think we're probably going to get our rear ends handed to us in that one as well. I mean, I suppose, like, there's just a weird... we can round off on this point, I suppose, but the weirdest feeling, leaving the ground at 6-0 and thinking, like...
Got away
with that a bit.
Like, yeah,
you know, that wasn't too bad actually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I felt moved to go for a like semi celebratory pint afterwards.
Yeah,
we only lost 6-0.
We lost 6-0. Woo! Yeah, but it did feel like that. And look, every week it's the same. And I don't know. Is it 5 home games left now? I think
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes,
5 home games left. I don't know what... We'll probably get another absolute hammer in one of those five, like at least 3-0 or something like that, because we're not very good. It is genuine. I've never felt like this. It is genuinely getting to the point. We're playing Chelsea on that Sunday, and I'm thinking, shall I even bother? Like, cause I've said it before, you know, I've dinner with my family and stuff on Sundays, and I'm just thinking, is it worth it? And I'd hate feeling like that.
Yeah, my early prediction is that Burnley are going to... rip us to bits.
Yeah, they will do.
And I don't like that at all. I think we will nick it. I think we will still nick another win or two. I think we'll cobble up to about 20 points, but I'm not looking forward to that Burnley game at all. I think that could be, well, just as humiliating as losing 5-0 away to them, I suppose. Fun times.
And
bring on the end of the season.
This has been. Just embrace the fact we're a joke, I suppose. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment. Some brilliant stuff going around, to be fair, taking the mickey out of us. I love the one when they brought Osborne on after 15 minutes. Oh, there's a plan B, is there? Brilliant.
That actually happened, didn't it? We made a tactical... We were so bad that we made a
tactical...
Reeled
out at that point.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We made a tactical substitution after 12 minutes? 17 minutes.
Yeah, and it was good because we like basically said, right, we're going to shut up shop now. You know, get Osborne on, sort it out, let another two goals and hit that off like in
Say,
about
yeah.
20 minutes. Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, I don't blame Wilder for what's happening at the moment at all, really, because I think you know these players have. Well, they're on the verge of getting two managers sacked in the same season, I think. Whether he gets sacked or not, I think an owner at the wheel would have probably be thinking about changing manager now.
Yeah, absolutely. Do better, you know, the whole club do better, because it's inexcusable that we're 5-0 down at half time, mate. I don't want to lose sight of how crazy that is. Like, that doesn't happen anywhere apart from like school football. Like, it's just stupid. I thought we'd get hammered last night, but I thought it'd be like a bit like the Brighton game, I suppose. Like, we're
Yeah, same.
2-0
Yeah.
down at half time, and then maybe you try and push your way back into it. Ultimately, you just get knackered against a much better team, and they end up getting 3, 4, 5,
Yeah.
6 towards the end of the game. 5-0 down after 39
It
minutes.
is a disgrace when you. I mean, it is an absolute disgrace what they're doing as a club and as a set of players. Don't matter they're out of the depth, and even the neutrals watching are saying, you know, they're not showing any fight. I don't know if it's just fight. It's just a basic football ability, which you put a League One team in the last like four home games that we've got, and they wouldn't lose 5-0, 6-0,
They
five
won't
nil.
be 5-0 down after 40 minutes.
No, 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 they
I'd
wouldn't,
put
and
good
that
money
is
on
what's
that.
unforgivable, and that is disgraceful from those players. And someone was saying today about the Player of the Season award, that'll be a laugh, won't it?
I think we should just skip it, to be
I
honest.
don't think anyone does. I don't think. I mean, the only one I think. I mean, Jack Rose has done all right. I think McAtee, just as a nice goodbye, thanks for getting us promoted.
Yeah.
See you later. I do feel a bit sorry for him actually, because what a bad move he's made when he could have gone to Leicester.
Yeah, well, I suppose he's getting some football, I suppose.
Yeah, he's running around, isn't he? Don't touch ball,
No.
but.
Is there anything else that happened? Oh, John Fleck popped up for a send-off. Were you in
Oh.
the ground for that?
Yeah, I weren't in the ground for that. No, I got there just as we kicked off, actually.
Ah, well, he was presented with a shirt beforehand, and yeah,
Yeah, good lad.
chance to say cheerio to him, because he's picked up a season-ending injury at Blackburn already, which is obviously terrible news for
Yeah.
him.
Yeah, bad. He's another one, and he's probably on the way out of his career, I would have
Yeah.
thought, seeing it out. But yeah, I mean, you must have been watching that last night, thinking, glad I'm not here anymore.
Yeah,
Glad I'm not
quite.
playing that. I did laugh at the Arsenal fans. People might think it's harsh when our subs were warming up and they were singing, "How crap must you be? You're not even in the team," or something.
Yeah. I did enjoy as soon as we kicked off, like, we're not bottom anymore. That was
Yeah.
a good moment. I told you, I always enjoy those first 2 or 3 minutes before we concede, where
It's getting lower and lower,
it
though,
is
isn't it?
getting
Like 4 minutes.
shorter,
We could have been 1-0 down after about 15 seconds. Oh, God.
I suppose you have to laugh. I enjoyed getting to put my feet up in the second half, at least, because the people in front of me had gone. And I thought, sod this, there's never that much leg room on the cop. If some people have buggered off, then I'm just going to put my feet up for the rest of the game. I almost got
Yeah.
annoyed when I almost had to stand up at one point, because we actually had an attack, and
Yeah.
like we might get a proper shot, but no, nothing doing. Well, that's that, mate. Another absolute battering. Yeah, I just can't. I don't know. I can't really muster any more energy than this. You know, I can't. I guess I'm sort of fresh out of righteous fury at this stage. You know, we've had, what are we on, like 6 months of it at this point? 6 months of what's the phrase? Something chickens coming home to roost or whatever it is. Like, I don't
And
think
then
that's the
that's the
phrase
thing
anymore.
in it as well, that it's not a shock. What's that? It's a shock how bad we are, and that's where the players absolutely need calling out. But it's not a shock that we're bottom of the league and we're going down because we didn't take the season seriously. And this is what happens when you don't take a season seriously in the best league in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine we will be the blueprint for how never to do promotion, which it shouldn't have taken this season to kind of provide evidence for that. I think most
Yeah.
people will have looked at what we did in the summer and thought, this probably isn't going to go well, lads. But anyway.
I mean, it's interesting now when people are saying, "Oh, you know, how bad were the Championship last season?" If those two got promoted, Burnley and Sheffield United are two completely different teams to the ones that got promoted. Burnley lost loads of loan players and stuff, and they had to replace them. And obviously, we sold our two best players. Berg, by the way, is doing fantastically well at Burnley. He's looks like it's going to win their player of the season. I went on their board looking for some views and stuff, and they all absolutely love him. So, you know, he's going to probably run the show next month.
Yeah, maybe. Arsenal should have played Ramsdale last night just for the banter, I thought.
I think he'd have given it back as well, knowing Ramsdale. So
yeah, they should have brought him on at half-time, anyway. Spoil sport, Arteta. What's the next game then? Bournemouth on Saturday. There'll only be 10 left at that point, and then we'll be down to double figures, I suppose.
I don't think I'll be watching that, because people might say I'm a fair weather fan. You know, absolute hats off to everyone who's going. Just keeps going to these away games, like, because I'm really struggling to... I'm trying to forget about us, if you know what I mean. And I really don't like watching us. I don't like this team, and I don't think I'll be watching that game, because I think it'll just make me a bit sad.
Yeah, no, that's entirely fair. I feel like there was one. Oh yeah, sorry, just like kind of run out of righteous anger. Maybe you'll find that on some other podcasts and stuff in the next few days. I think Four Blades in the pub are recording.
Four Blades, who wants that? Look forward to that. I'm sure Chad will have some choice words as well.
Yeah, but I'm just. I don't know. It's a weird feeling, because, you know, you do this as a fan as like a defense mechanism, don't you? Like, oh, we're going to get absolutely hammered. They're going to get destroyed today. But we actually do get destroyed, and we have been more times than I can remember this season. I guess I just feel a bit punch drunk, to be honest. Like, I knew it would come in, but it still knocked me for six, so to speak. I just feel kind of dazed and drained by the whole experience.
Yeah, I'm the same. And the stuff I probably said on this podcast maybe about Wilder, that I might tomorrow think, oh, probably a bit harsh there or whatever, maybe we should keep. But that's how I am. That it just emotionally, I'm a bit all over the place with United. It doesn't really upset me anymore. It is sad. But I'm not angry. I'd like to be angry. I'd love to be on here ranting and raving, but they've just knocked everything out of me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's very much.
Told, by the way, I've just seen Simon Jordan say he needs to be sacked.
Simon Jordan hates Wilder.
Yeah, I know he does. Someone in the comments say more rubbish from Simon Jaundice.
that is a good insult. Right, mate. Do you want to plug your latest Living with Maidley, and then we'll
Living with Maidley. Your feedback, not yours. Again, I said this last time. Your guilty pleasures. Missed loads out. Actually, I thought I'd done a really good, thorough job of getting everyone's together. But it turns out I missed quite a lot out. So apologies. Sure. But really, really, really enjoyed doing that. We picked our five favourites out of all the of all the listeners. So if you want to forget about United, listen to some crap songs instead.
Yeah, I think I said this to you yesterday, but I know you Living with Maidley is like a nostalgic TV podcast, but I think my favourite episodes are when it's just you and Liam just like singing a few lines of songs to each other, which these last two have been. I really, really enjoyed it.
I can't stop singing that Darius, hit me baby one more time.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Can't stop singing it.
And you did a view from as well. I
did. Yeah, but why are you doing this? And I'm like, I can't answer that. I don't know why. It's just like autopilot. It's like a job. Like, you got to work. You know, oh god, here we go. When I first started doing the view from, I never expected there to be days like these, to be honest. But I think I'll probably see it out for the season, just because prosperity. I think just, you know, historical record.
Yeah, I think if you've been able to do it for the last three home games or whatever, I think you might have played a joker at some point, haven't you? Then I think you're gonna have to stick it out for the rest of the season.
And then no one can accuse me of being fair weather as well, you know. I can like hour there every week in Premier League
reading about other fans taking pity on us.
I'm gonna say it's not even I used to love doing it last season, because everyone, some might say rightly in hindsight, was saying these are rubbish, they're gonna get hammered in the Premier League, you know, and they were like, ah, really bitter. Now it's just people just saying, God, what's it like being one of their fans? I used to say, I'd love to have known what it was like being a Derby fan in that season, and well, we're the closest that any team's ever come, I think, to that team. So
yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it? Right, mate. That's still far more minutes talking about this game than it deserved. Let's skedaddle. We'll be back after that Bournemouth game. Let's hope we can, I don't know, keep it to less than five in that one, maybe even steal a point, who knows. I think we probably do know, unfortunately. That's roysviewfrom.com. Follow you at Panchero on Twitter, and thanks for your time, mate. I know it's not an enjoyable one to talk about at all, so appreciate you joining me to just purge that one and never think about it again, I suppose.
Yeah, it genuinely is difficult. Like I say, I probably said things that I might not agree with next week, but that's just the mindset I'm in with this club at the moment. So,
aye, bloody hell, United. Right, yeah, I'll speak to you soon, mate. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Cheers.